Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Welcome to the Search for the Silver Lining podcast, which follows the story of a brave young girl as she's magically transported to the mythical realm of King Arthur, his wizard named Merlin, and the legendary knights of the Round Table. Filled with action and adventure, Isla embarks on an epic quest through Camelot, where she faces many challenges and finds confidence, courage, and friendship along the way. I am Teresa Palmer. Please join me and tune in as Isla learns that when you believe in yourself, all things are possible.
Hi, sweetie. I take it school wasn't the best today?
Ugh.
Why, was it a bad math class?
More like bad boy sass.
Oh no, what happened? Did Bradley pull your hair again? If so, I'm going straight to Principal Kimberbop this time.
No, it's not Bradley. Well, it is Bradley. But it's also Keith and Rob and, well, it's all the guys in my English class. Okay, so we were reading the Tales of King Arthur.
Classic.
Totally. I love the world of Camelot and the magical sword that King Arthur pulled from the stone. And thinking about all the knights sitting at the round table squabbling over mashed potatoes.
I'm not sure mashed potatoes were around then.
But I don't like that all the boys in my class started laughing at me when I asked if any of King Arthur's knights were girls.
Oh, I see.
Bradley said it was a stupid question because girls are obviously not big and strong enough to be knights. Then Rob high-fived him and everyone giggled. Mrs. Fink just said, shh, and went back to reading. Everyone was laughing at me and she didn't even answer my question. Rude.
Very rude. No one should be teased for asking questions. Plus, the story of King Arthur is a legend, which means no one knows if the stories are true or not. If people believe that a boy named Arthur became king because he pulled a sword from a stone, then anything is possible.
Right, and if I believe that some of the knights were girls, then that's possible too. I think I would have been a great knight.
I think you're great at anything you put your mind to. What about the rest of your day? It couldn't have been all bad. Sometimes when I'm having a bad day, it helps to think of one good thing I'm grateful for. It's important to look for the silver lining.
I don't know about a silver line, but I did find the shiny penny on the playground after lunch. Look at this, not a single smudge on it.
It's silver lining, not silver line. And finding a lucky penny is definitely a positive sign. What do we always say? Find a penny, pick it up, all day long,
have good luck.
Right. Don't forget to make a wish and put it in your penny jar. That's if you can find your penny jar. Your room looks like a tornado hit it. You're gonna clean your room like you promised, right? A promise is a promise.
Yes, Mom. If only a lucky penny could get me out of cleaning my room.
I heard that.
Ugh, what a mess. Now, where's my lucky penny jar? Is it here under my whoopee cushion? Behind my wind chime project? Ah, here it is. Time to make a wish. what do I wish? I could wish for my room to clean itself. Or I could wish the boys would stop being such a pain in English class. And what is that silver lining my mom was talking about? I wish I could find it for her. But you know what I really wish? I wish I could go back in time to Camelot and meet Merlin and King Arthur and ask them if they had any girl knights. And if not, I'd ask them why. Girls can be just as brave as boys. Whoa, why is the jar glowing? What's going on? Why is my room spinning? Ooh, where am I? Where did my room go?
Huzzah! Isla, we've been waiting for you. I'm Merlin the Magnificent, and I'll be your tour guide today.
What? Tour guide? Is this some kind of a joke?
Why, yes, I've been waiting to use that joke for a long time. Maybe my delivery was off.
Did you say Merlin, as in King Arthur's Merlin, the legendary wizard Merlin?
Bada boom, you got that right. In my cloak as dark as night. Sorry, sometimes I like to rhyme. Sadly, the history books don't mention what a good poet I am. But you do know who I am, so there's that. Saves me from having to show off my magic to convince you. Can I interest you in some more poetry?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. We don't call you Merlin the Magnificent where I'm from, or should I say when I'm from. And I would like to see some magic if you really are a wizard. But where am I? How did I get here? Am I dreaming?
Whoa, slow down there, Speedy. I'm happy to answer all your questions. First, nope, not a dream. You're in Camelot. Hey, did you say I'm not called the Magnificent?
Yeah. You're just called Merlin. But don't feel bad. A lot of famous people go by one name. Beyonce, Shakira, Zendaya. Don't worry. We still think you're magnificent.
Well then, back to your questions. You're in Camelot, of course. Earlier today, you made a wish on that penny you found, and it happened to have some magic of its own. I've enchanted many a penny for you to find when you need 'em. Find a penny, hold it tight, wish for us with all your might. And since my visions are always right, I see that you'll soon become a knight. Oh, wasn't supposed to say that last part out loud.
Wow, my mom always says finding a penny is good luck, but I never believed they were magic. Speaking of my mom, is she going to be looking for me right now? Because I'm supposed to be cleaning my room and I don't want to get in trouble.
The magic works across time and space, so when you're finished with your quest, you'll be back in your messy bedroom as if no time has passed at all.
Wow, that is magic. Any chance you can use magic to clean my room?
Oh, you have jokes too. We're going to get along great.
I wasn't joking. And wait, did you say I'm gonna become a knight? Explain.
Never mind, let's get going. Across that field, the king awaits. Let's not delay and tempt the fates.
Are you telling me I get to meet King Arthur and his noble knights?
Oh, you'll meet the king and all the rest. They're here to help you on your quest.
What is this quest you keep talking about? Isn't a quest a search for something important? How can I find something when I don't even know what I'm looking for?
When you held that penny in your hand, your heart was seeking the silver lining. Fate brought you here, so here is where your adventure begins.
Ah, the silver lining again. What is it? Some sort of silver blanket I'm supposed to find?
The silver lining isn't something you can hold in your hands, Isla. It's something positive that comes from a difficult situation. You had a terrible, no-good time in English class today. But despite bothersome Bradley and his giggling goons, there must be something positive that can come from that experience.
I see what you mean. So I need to find the good within the bad. Sounds like a noble quest. Let us go forth into Camelot and search for the silver lining.
Now you're talking. Off we go. The boys are in for an exciting show. Before we dive in, let's go over some things. First of all, when you're in Camelot, have fun on your quest. As I said, time passes differently in our realm, so you'll always return home at the exact moment you left.
Got it. Messy bedroom and all.
Yep. Second, you have a brilliant wizard on your side, so don't be afraid to take risks. Be brave. Challenge yourself. Camelot is a magical land of discovery for you, young Isla. No harm can come to you here.
That's good to know. And I'm not young. I'm 9 years old.
I'm 9 million years old.
Whoa.
Yeah. And last but not least, always dress the part.
What?
You wanted to know if any of King Arthur's knights were girls, right? Ta-da! There's your armor. Now welcome to basic training. Go show these boys what you're made of.
Whoa. Okay, now that was impressive.
This armor fits me perfectly. But Merlin, all of these boys are bigger and stronger than me.
Are they though, Isla? Do they have bigger hearts than you? Do they have stronger beliefs than you do?
No, I'm brave and I'm smart and my parents always tell me I'm good at figuring things out. And I'm always, always willing to try new things. Brr.
That's it, Isla. Believe in yourself and raise the bar. Give it your best and you'll go far. Knights in training, listen here. I'm looking for a volunteer who will help our brave young guest as she embarks upon a daring quest. First, she needs to learn to fight in order to become a knight.
Merlin, with all due respect, how can you ask a serious knight in training to fight a girl?
Indeed, Merlin. King Arthur would never pick a girl to be a knight. She doesn't belong here.
You nincompoop-blinking pipsqueaks! You dare question me, Merlin the Magnificent, the greatest wizard in all the land? Wise King Arthur needs knights with many different skills. He will not choose knights with big mouths and no chivalry. Do any of you even know what chivalry is?
I do. Chivalry means having honor, treating people fairly, and helping others.
Exactly. Very good, Arthur. Arthur? Oh, yes, good. Exactly who I'm looking for.
Wait, you're Arthur? King Arthur? Aren't you supposed to be older?
I'm older than you, aren't I?
I mean, technically speaking, you're hundreds of years older because I'm from the future.
All right, let's get to it, shall we? Psst. No talk of time travel here. Ever. They won't get it. This is the boy I serve, the great, the growing King Arthur.
Thanks for the introduction, Merlin, but she can just call me Pen.
Thanks, Pen. It's nice to meet you. I'm Isla. Pen's an unusual name.
Arthur Pendragon's my full name, but I've always been called Pen by my friends. After all, until recently, I was only the king of my potato garden in the country. Then Merlin here asked me to pull the sword out of the stone, and now I'm the king of Camelot.
You make it sound like I tricked you. You are the son of a king. And anyway, he who pulls the sword from the stone is meant to sit upon the throne. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, Isla's come a long way to ask you a question, King Arthur. Isla?
Right. I was wondering if you had any girl knights in Camelot.
I never thought about it before, but we don't. Maybe we should. Do you want to be a knight?
Is that so hard to believe? My mom says age is just a number. I may be young and small in height, but I can run and I can fight. Eeh, Merlin, your rhyming is contagious.
Ah, we have another poet. Great work, Isla. She's right, Arthur, by the way.
Right indeed. Let's see what you've got, Isla. I'll spar with you.
Knights in training, gather round. Join us in this hallowed ground. Your king is here, so bend the knee and witness part of history.
You're King Arthur? Wow, it's an honor to meet you, sir.
All hail the king. We are here to serve you, King Arthur.
I expect knights to represent Camelot with honor, kindness, bravery, and fairness. So let's go, Isla. It's your time to shine.
Wow, she can fight! Amazing!
Look at that move she just did. How can she block that swing?
Sword fights require lots of thought. It's something that cannot be taught. You won't find this in your books. But the lesson is, don't judge by looks. Isla's will is full of fight. I told you she'd become a knight.
Ah, you're putting up one heck of a battle, Isla.
Merlin, watch out!
Oh no, they're about to crash into Merlin!
Oh no, I'm so sorry, Merlin. I stumbled and almost took your head off.
That you did, my boy. But Isla blocked your swing and saved me.
We're sorry we doubted you, Isla. You were great.
I've never seen anyone move so fast. You're lucky you're so small and quick. I'm big and slow. At least that's what everyone says. I get teased too sometimes. I know it doesn't feel good, and I'm sorry we laughed at you, Isla.
Well, everyone learned an important lesson here today. You knuckleheads learned not to underestimate others, and Isla learned that if she tries with all her might...
she can be our first girl knight. What do you say? Will you join us, Isla?
Wow, it would be an honor. Thank you, Penn. King Arthur.
Always Penn to you, my friend. And knight, Isla. I must return to the castle now, but I'll see you soon.
Bye, Penn. Thanks for everything.
And there you have it, Isla, dear. There's great reward when you conquer fear. Believe in yourself, and you will find that you can leave your doubts behind. The weak will cut you down to size. The strong will always help you rise. Tell that Bradley he was wrong. Girls were equal all along. And now it's time to get some rest. But you'll soon be back for another quest.
You're right. I should be getting back. I know time doesn't pass in my world like it does here, but geez, I'm exhausted. And I still need to clean my room. Unless...
Okay. I won't do everything, but here's a little parting gift. Roses are red, Bradley's a bore. Clean up everything on the floor. Goodbye, Isla. We'll see you soon. Remember to keep an eye out for those lucky pennies.
Oh my gosh, sorry, Mom. I didn't get a chance to start cleaning yet. I must have fallen asleep. I had the strangest dream.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Huh? I haven't even told you what it was about.
I mean, wow, I haven't seen your floor this clean in ages. I can actually see your fluffy purple rug.
Yeah, it's amazing. And guess what else, Mom?
What?
I found today's silver lining. I realized that it doesn't matter what others believe as long as I believe in myself. And there's no way for Bradley or Rob or even Mrs. Fink to know if King Arthur had knights who were girls, but I know he did. They can laugh at me tomorrow, but I won't let it bother me.
That's great, Isla. I'm proud of you. Even though it stings a little, sometimes we go through tough times to learn what we're made of. And you're one tough cookie.
Speaking of cookies...
Yes, after dinner. Oh, I see you found your penny jar. Hope you made a good wish.
More like be careful what you wish for. Next time she says, "This room isn't gonna clean itself, Isla," I'll remember this moment when my room did, in fact, clean itself. As for you, my beautiful jar of magical pennies, you're going over here on my desk, where you'll never be buried under dirty clothes ever again. Merlin, if you can hear me wherever you are, thank you. Thank you. Thank you!
You're welcome, Isla, our sweet young knight, who always knows her wrong from right. Your visit was short, but time well spent. A lesson was learned, and away you went. But should you need us, just say when, and fate will bring you back again. And whether it be rain or shining, try to find the silver lining. It's the bit of good within the bad that helps you when you're feeling sad. It's the ray of hope in a sea of gloom, or the lucky penny in a messy room. When things are tough and hard to bear, the silver lining is always there. And so is Merlin the Magnificent. Until we meet again, goodbye for now.
I'm Liam Neeson. Thank you for joining our young heroine on her search for the silver lining. Isla had to make some difficult choices in this episode, but she also learned some valuable lessons along the way. Now, imagine yourself on this journey. Would you make the same choices she did? Or would you choose differently? What do you think the lesson was in this week's episode? Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week for more magical adventures in our search for the silver lining.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot. and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.